producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. Your motivational thought for the day today, far away in the sunshine, are my highest aspirations. I may not reach them, but I can look up and see their beauty, believe in them, and try to follow them. Louisa May Alcott wrote that, or the New Englanders say Louisa May Alcott.
Alcott.
And our thought for the day today comes from Judge Judy, who turned 73 today. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. One of our famous quotes. So, help yourself to that. I said Jennifer Horn is here, and she is fresh off of
Jennifer, lunch. Jennifer, peed on anybody's leg.
No.
Jennifer, where are you?
Oh, good.
I am in Moravia right now. What town are we in right now, Jan?
Valchice.
Valchice is where I am right now. I was just in Mikhailov. Earlier today.
Don't they make beer there?
Where is Moravia?
They don't. That's Michelob.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah. Czech Republic, Roberta.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So who is this guy, Jan? Wait a minute. I got to find out. Who's Jan that's with you? Who's he?
Jan is our new friend. He and Latka are our tour guides in Moravia, and my dad and I are here. We're actually in front of a wine cellar right now. They cellar their wine actually beneath the ground. So our modern-day wine cellars, you know, they're storage containers up above the ground. These are like real deal down lots of stairs into the ground, and that's where they hold their wine, and we're getting ready to tour one here in a few minutes.
Really? What a shock to have you and your father going into a wine cellar.
It's actually our first one. If you can believe it or not, it's our first one. We were in Mikhailov earlier today, and that is another. There's tons of Jewish history here, which you realize once you're here, but you don't really think about. And so we were in a former Jewish area. Of course, it was evacuated.
The Nazis did a quick face, quick number on them during World War II.
Absolutely. And then communism came through. I mean, the people of Czech Republic Czechoslovakia at the time had two really big hits with World War II and then with communism. And this is in recent history. I mean, in 1989, that's when they were freed from the Velvet Revolution. Pretty amazing stuff. And I found out from a girl yesterday, she was young, I think in her 20s, and she said that in the schools here, they don't even teach history past World War II. They don't even talk about it anymore.
Really?
So really kind of interesting how they see it. But yet 15% of the country still seems to be voting with the Communist Party here. And those are usually the people that are older who just want things to go back to the way they were. But just really interesting stuff. And there's a lot of parallels that you can draw between this country, our country. It's pretty fascinating.
What kind of parallels?
I think you see people, they have health care, like we're getting into health care. The system here, 20% of their salary goes to pay for health care.
Whoa!
It's really sizable. Yeah, boy. It's a huge amount of money. But, you know, one that I guess they see is something that's worthwhile. People like the health care here. The rumors that people have to wait a long time for doctors don't seem to be true. Everybody that I've talked to said that they have to wait normally, you know, not too long for a regular doctor, maybe a month for a specialist. And then I've talked about the education system. They get free education, which I know is something that Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton have talked
about. Nothing's free. They pay taxes and they get it through their system.
Well, that's right. So they get it through the system. But what's interesting is that the state schools are the ones that are free, but you have to keep up a really high level, a grade level, to actually use them. The private universities in the Czech Republic, the ones like we would consider, excuse me, I have a Czech cold, but the ones that we would consider to be better, you know, we would think private education is better in the States. The private education is for the people that can't hack it, but still want to go to university.
It's the opposite. The terminology is different there. Private means public, and public means private in Europe. It's the right. exact opposite yeah. of what we have here in terms of what it means That's, and what the schools are about.
That's right. And then yesterday, and actually all week long, we're staying in, how am I going to say it, Dad? Luka Kovice. And Luka Kovice is a town, but they call it a spa town. And so my dad and I are trudging into town with our aching legs after walking through the Czech Republic like gangbusters. I need new shoes. Mm. And we walk into town thinking
but they don't have a pay, they don't have a they don't have a what do you call it? What do you go pay less? You know, they don't have a pay less over there to buy some shoes?
No, they don't. And you know that's the only place I can buy my shoes. No. But we walk into town thinking that a spa is mineral hot springs and massage. No, this is actually a facility that people go to on a prescription for their from their doctor. So they'll take 2 or 3 weeks a year, and they will come to this spa and get a prescription for treatment. And they don't like big pharma, which you would love, Doug. I actually thought about you. And they'll do inhalations. They drink the mineral water. They might get carbonic baths. They do all of this prescribed for digestive ailments, respiratory problems, aches and pains, all of this as part of a treatment schedule that is actually covered in their health care. So their health care sends them to the spa. And if they're sick enough, they'll even pay for their hotel. And this is a whole area that has maybe 7 or 8 hotels, shops, restaurants, and people go and stay there for weeks on end to get treatment for their illnesses.
Right.
Kind of interesting.
Pass the phone to your father for a minute.
Yeah, I thought you might want to talk to him. He'll give you the real scoop. Hold on.
All right. This is Michael Horn.
Doug Steffen.
This is the new...
I'm telling you, the...
Do I not get to introduce you? I have to introduce you first. Michael Horn,
who
used to be known as Jennifer's father, is now known, Jennifer is known, what was it, how do we, it was, Jennifer used to be known as Mike Horn's daughter, now Mike Horn is known as Jennifer's father. That's how her being on the Good Day program has changed your entire reality. Michael Horn is the head of the CRN Digital Broadcast Empire, also the host of What's Cooking with his daughter. We'll be starting that on the program next week, I think. So I wanted you to give us a little bit of an overview of the experience, but I also have a food fact or fiction question for you in just a moment.
I like that. I like the quizzes on the Good Day show. I really do. No, this is, as Jennifer mentioned, tough for Americans to fathom the fact that if you lived in a country that was ravaged by war during World War II and the upheavals that it created in your life, then you get the Soviets to come in and take over and run the place into the ground. And believe me, socialism is terrible. It ran the place into the ground. Old people may like it so they can get their health care. They may talk about schools and all this kind of stuff. But most people that we talk to here are very, very excited and happy that the Soviets are gone. They destroyed tradition. They destroyed towns. They are ripped apart. I mean, there are no Jews left in the country after Hitler ravaged it during World War II, and then the communists came in and ripped out what was left at the temples and threw it into the trash cans. And so this country of the Czech Republic has really built this up and put their heritage together. We've gone to Jewish settlements that have no Jewish people in them because they're gone. They're scared. They wouldn't come back. Mm-hmm. And so there's areas that are tribute to it, but it opens your eyes as an American that has not gone through these situations to realize. Our guide here, Jan, his dad was with the army, with the Soviet army. His mother had a government job, and he wanted to leave so badly and couldn't stand it here that as a kid, he was in military school. He was able to get a visa, left, and went to Vienna and never came back. His father lost standing. His mother lost her job. The family was turned upside down, but they realized that he actually was right in what he did. So stories like this that we can't fathom, these are the stories we're getting all the time from the culture. And it's a beautiful country, and the Czechs have they've rebuilt it over the years since the Velvet Revolution of 1989, and it is a place to really visit and really go and see this countryside, the culture, the main cities in Prague, but go away from Prague and see what's going on. Farmland, great farm implements, plowing up corn. We saw tractors. We saw, harvest is done. It looks like the wine is just about harvested. They got some vineyards.
It's
a pretty good agricultural area here in Moravia.
I want to bring Meredith over there sometime next spring. All right, here's the food fact or fiction question. One glass of red wine a day is good for you. Is that fact or fiction?
That is fact.
It is fact, in fact.
Resist for all, that is, in the wine is good for you, and that, you know, when they crush it down, one glass of red wine is very good for you.
There's a study by researchers at Rush University Medical Center who tracked followers who were on a glass of wine a day versus those who were not, but were just eating leafy green vegetables. And the people who had wine once a day were healthier than the people who eating leafy green vegetables. I thought that was pretty interesting. So,
I would believe that. And let me just say this, Doug. Two glasses of wine a day is better. Three glasses, it's even good. And then the fourth. Wait here, Doug Steffen.
Hi. Michael Horn, Jennifer Horn, thank you. Have a good, safe trip. We'll talk to you perhaps again tomorrow. 17 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The Queen of Cheap is next on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Musicians, it's back. Guitar Center's massive, price-slashing, once-a-year blowout event, Rocktober. Don't miss the monstrous savings on guitars, drums, keys, DJ, pro audio, and more. Get a Mitchell acoustic guitar for just $99 or an Ibanez electric guitar for $129. Skip the party store and get everything you need to amp up your Halloween at Guitar Center with DJ quality black lights and laser effects or a 400-watt fog machine just $29 each. Thursday through Sunday only at Guitar Center. Boo!
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
She's the queen of cheapness, the diva who comes to life.
Indeed.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Hi, what do we have, Roberta? What's the big deal today, or what are the big deals, plural? Where'd Roberta go?
Here we go. I got to turn my microphone up.
Good idea, Roberta.
Yes.
She's a professional boobcaster. Okay, let's go.
Indeed. Yeah. Through November 1st, Snapfish is giving you free stationery cards. It's a great time to get your Christmas pictures and make up the Christmas cards. 6 free 5x7 stationery flat cards. And we have the coupon code for you at the Better Living section at DougSteffen.com. We've also got McDonald's coupons and free sandwiches. We tell you how to get this. You have to do the McDonald's app and download. And they'll give you all sorts of free stuff. If you really want to eat this stuff, well, you can do it free. At least you're not paying money to kill yourself. And Hungry Howie's. If you want a free small cheese pizza at Hungry Howie's, I have no idea what Hungry Howie's is, but people tell me that they do exist. We also have a coupon code for you. You can order online through today. That's when the promotion ends. So we've got the three things for you. We've got two things to eat. We've got one thing for Christmas, even though it's not Halloween yet, and a whole lot of other stuff at the Better Living section at DougSteffen.com. Just look for the Queen of Cheap. Lots of evergreens there. Tell you how to save money and live better on little bits of
no dough. Deals on Star Wars tickets? What's the big idea?
No, actually, if you like Back to the Future right now, Amazon has a tremendous deal going on today for the entire Back to the Future trilogy.
Today's the day.
Back to the Future Day.
Yeah,
the entire Back to the Future trilogy for $19.99 on Amazon.
Not going to get that in the Star Wars world. Our poll yesterday, did you get tickets to Star Wars? Let's see here. 25% said, yep, can't wait. 21% said, I'll wait and take my chances when it opens. 20% said, not yet, but I'll order them soon. 17% of you said I tried, but the site crashed. And 16% said I don't have any interest at all. Ugh, boo to you. It's 21 after on Good Day.
A A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Okay, this is the musical portion of the hour. Two things to focus on today. One of them is our video of the day. It comes from the Barbershop Harmony Society. Features a performance by the group Main Street. They're singing some recent pop hits that'll be songs from the good old days in a couple of decades. They perform parts of songs by Britney Spears and NSYNC and Pink and Bruno Mars. So you got to see, watch the expression. And barbershop stuff is a lot of fun anyway, from top to bottom. We have some of the audio here. I thought maybe you would enjoy. We'll play a little of that. The entire video is about 9 minutes long, so be prepared for some fun. Kick back, relax, and watch it. But here is a little teaser from the audio file.
Oops, I did it again. I played with your heart. Got lost in the game. Oh, baby, baby, oops, you think I'm in love. I'm innocent from above. I'm not that innocent. Gonna start a fight. I know this can't be right. Hey, baby, come on. Love you in the sleep when you weren't there for me. So now it's time to leave and make it all alone. I know that I can take no more. It ain't no time. I wanna see you out that door, baby. Bye, bye, bye,
bye,
bye, bye, bye, bye, baby. Bye, bye,
bye,
bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, baby. Bye, bye. Oh, so what? I'm still a rock star. My rock moves and I don't need you. And guess what? I'm having more fun. And now that we're done, I'm gonna show you tonight. I'm alright. I'm just fine.
How much
your tool so
is creativity worth? It's really, isn't it fun to hear how people work this sort of thing? It's just so much fun. Thank you, Kenny, for bringing that to our attention. The Barbershop Harmony Society and treatment of some of the popular songs that are around today. Check it out. Video of the day at DougSteffen.com. Also today, we acknowledge, maybe celebrate is the right word, Elton John's tribute to Princess Diana. This is actually the performance. Those of you who remember him sitting at the piano in the cathedral, changing the lyrics to Candle in the Wind.
Called out to our country.
Listen to this.
And you whispered to those in pain, now you belong to heaven. And the stars spell out your name. And it seems to me you live your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in.
Touch the hearts of so many people.
And
this song that was directly recorded, the release was the recording that came from the church, declared by the Guinness Book of World Records to be the biggest selling single record of all time.
Really?
In a little more than a month.
Wow.
This single sold almost 32 million copies.
Wow.
Around the world. So it displaced Bing Crosby's White Christmas, sold about 30 million copies worldwide in 55 years. This song sold 32 million copies in almost as many days. So it averaged almost a million copies a day, this tribute to Princess Diana.
Well, he was very close to her.
Yes, he was.
He was devastated when she died.
Yeah, yeah. Very causal. She agreed and worked with him on a lot of the same things that he felt was important, including gay rights, that sort of thing.
He said he was barely able to get through the song. I remember reading about it. He was, it was just that you know, his experience as a performer to be able to, suppress everything and do
the performance.
And he said he was barely able to get through it.
Candle in the Wind, 1997, Elton John, here on Good Day.
Is the shingles vaccine worth getting? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. First off, what is shingles? It's simply childhood chickenpox coming back at you. This time, it's pain along a nerve, followed by a rash, followed all too often by pain without the rash. And it's this post-rash pain called postherpetic neuralgia that's the worry, as it's nasty and debilitating. Here's the thing. A new study out says the shingles vaccine works not only at preventing shingles, but also at preventing the after-rash pain if you're unlucky enough to get shingles despite the vaccine. BCOC advice, if you're 50 or older, the shingles vaccine is a must-get. And don't forget, if you do get shingles, we can treat it, but you must get treated within 2 days of the onset of the rash or the treatment doesn't work. The rash itself, of course, is contagious, but all you need to do to prevent spread is cover it. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. You'll find it at Jared the Galleria of Jewelry. With Pandora, life's extraordinary moments become the art of you. And you'll find an amazing selection of Pandora bracelets, necklaces, and rings at Jared, including exclusive styles you won't find anywhere else. Visit Jared from October 1st through the 25th, and when you buy any two Pandora rings, you'll receive a third Pandora ring of equal or lesser value free. While supplies last, see store for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Ellie, Kenny Kessler are here to think a little bit. Our quote of the day today: if I can truly be a unifying figure, then I will gladly serve. Representative Paul Ryan, that could have been a good 2020 news quiz question, I suppose. He hinted that he might be sort of, kind of, maybe willing to be the Speaker of the House if all three of the factions put together a coalition that will be supportive. Nobody else, including him, wants the job. Seems to be a thankless job, and one that, especially when you have so many divergent groups, makes it really very tough to get anything done. So if he can be a conciliator, then perhaps it will work. Good luck to them figuring that out. Our thought for the day today from Judge Judy: don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. She's 73 today, still going strong. Here's a woman who's making about $27, $28 million a year, running a show that only takes 23 days, I think 24 days a year, to do all the episodes. So what is that? How does that work out in terms of what you get paid? It's about $1 million a day. Not a bad gig, right?
Nice work if you can get it.
It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you're smart. Oh, there. All right. Now, the good news comes from Washington today, not the usual site of good news. Batman's not going to be there, but 15 other superheroes are dropping by Children's National Hospital to cheer up patients and deliver toys. Lenny Robinson, who visited children as Batman for the Hope for Henry Foundation for 10 years, was killed in a car crash in August when his Batmobile broke down on a roadside. Somebody crashed into the car and killed him. So that's why he's not going to be there. But there are other people that are dressed up as superheroes who are going to go through the hospital today. And this is something apparently that they do in various hospitals around Washington. I'd not heard of this before, but it sounds like a very cool thing. I'll bet people could organize this sort of thing to go on in any city in the country, don't you? You know, you can get those costumes anywhere. And
sure, absolutely.
The children all identify with most of those superheroes. So I'm giving you this as an idea. How would you spend your time well as the holidays begin? And a lot of people like to give time and service to help out. And this is a wonderful way, just a wonderful way.
Remember that story and video about the window washers at a children's hospital? They dressed up as superhero characters while they were washing the windows.
Yeah,
so that the children were looking out the windows Spider-Man Superman. And it was the coolest thing.
Yeah, very cool.
And the kids were like just ecstatic.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of cool things, today is Back to the Future Day. And fans all around the country are gearing up to celebrate Marty McFly, I guess, when he arrived in the year 2015.
October 21st.
October 21st. Doc Brown, the DeLorean. So ride-sharing service Lyft announced that it's teaming up with Verizon to bring a fleet of DeLoreans, the model that Doc used for the ride, converted into the time machine, to the streets of New York for a celebration, and they're going to actually use them, are they, Roberta, to pick people around, to take people around like they live. Lyft is a competitor to Uber. And they're trying to get a lot of...
L-Y-F-T.
L-Y-F-T. All right, so tell us the rest of the story.
And what they're doing. If you're in Manhattan, it's only in Manhattan, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., if you have the Lyft app on your smartphone, you go to, you toggle over to where it says McFly mode on the app, and there you can request your DeLorean. It's absolutely free. And you can get a ride anywhere in Manhattan from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in a DeLorean. My guess is it's already been totally taken up today. I mean, everybody has already requested their rides, but it's the coolest.
You don't think you'd get a ride? You don't think it'll...
At this point, no. I think everybody's already requested it.
Really?
I think probably by 7 a.m. they were all gone. But it's the coolest thing. They're going to be having this whole fleet of DeLoreans. It's just kind of mind-boggling to think that Back to the Future, the first one came out in 1985.
It really is.
40 years ago.
October 21st, finally here.
And that it's finally here. 30 years ago. My husband's saying, no, your math is wrong. It's 30 years ago, not 40 years ago.
Yeah, that still is a while. How does the...
He's going three fingers up. No, it's 30 years.
This is the thing, though, when you think about how their vision of the future compares with today's reality. We don't have flying cars. We don't have hoverboards. There aren't self-lacing shoes.
We do have hoverboards.
Yeah.
There is some hoverboard technology, yes.
The Cubs are in the playoffs, so a Cubs World Series
that is remarkable. In the world. Could you imagine if they actually get into the series?
Didn't they lose last night, though?
Yes, they did.
They're down three games.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So the Mets could be... there's another game today, right?
Is it today the game?
I'm not sure if they play today or not.
Or tomorrow. Yeah, whatever. It's
it'll be so exciting. I love
it. 5-2.
They're my team.
Was the and then the Royals beat the Blue Jays 14-2. So that puts them up there. But again, a lot of people are going to be talking about Back to the Future Day, and it'll be a lot of fun for people who like that sort of thing. I think we all like the little the nostalgia that's part of this. It's warming. It's relatable. It's fun.
Though when you think about, you know, the whole premise of the original film, that film could have bombed seriously badly. I mean, you have a car, it goes back to the future, and you try to save your unborn children, and it could have been just a total disaster of a film, and it winds up that it was just one of the most successful film franchises ever.
Yeah, it's great.
Just and still, 30 years later, it's still going strong. It's pretty remarkable.
There is a new genetic test that's available. We've been talking a lot today about testing, medical testing, mammograms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There is a new genetic test available from a relaunched company, 23andMe, which is a pioneer in the DNA sequencing biotech space. A breakdown of how many traits we share with monkeys. Here's a tip. Straight hair. Sneezing after eating dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Less back hair means more monkey genes.
Which is surprising. So if you have these traits, it means you have more...
Yeah, more or less, yes.
Means you're more ape than man.
Mm-hmm. Or a woman.
Or a woman.
Present company excluded, of course.
Well, you don't have back hair, do you?
I do have a little back
hair. Oh, you do have back
hair. Not a lot, though. I haven't looked in my back. I have to consult with somebody who looks at my back. Do I what?
Do you have straight hair?
On my back?
No, on your head.
Yes.
Oh,
I have straight hair pretty much everywhere.
Okay, so it means you're more monkey.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
As I said, we'll have to consult with somebody who knows better than do I when it comes to that. In a moment...
Bruce has a song we should play called Part Man, Part Monkey.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Kara's saving in figure where we can get a copy of that. Will you please?
My husband's laughing.
Yeah,
bring
sure
Bruce into this again.
Right. Bruce always comes into it. Roberta Fasanelli,
absolutely,
the premier Bruce Springsteen fan, and her husband Tom is there apparently in the peanut gallery listening to the Good Day program from that perspective. In a moment, we're going to meet Alexander Howard, who is a senior editor for technology at Huffington Post. He's done some research on the drones, and we'll talk about whether or not it's a good idea to be registering drones. Will you get one before registration is required? Is that a good idea or not? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
With Halloween right around the corner, it seems everyone's busy with costumes and candy. Prepping kids for the big night and keeping track of the trick-or-treaters is a challenge. But now there's a great way to stay connected with family and friends while saving money for more fun fall activities. Total Wireless gives you everything you need and nothing you don't from your wireless service during this fall season and year-round on America's largest and most dependable network. For $35 a month, Total Wireless gives you unlimited talk and text and 2.5 gigabytes of data, no contract needed. And for families in need of more devices, lines, and data, Total Wireless has monthly plans starting at $60 for 5 gigabytes of data shared across two lines. That means more data for sharing pictures of your family and friends in their costumes. So whether you're going door-to-door or on candy bowl duty, stay connected and fall into savings by getting everything you need and nothing you don't with Total Wireless. Learn more at TotalWireless.com. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
4:04 after the hour, 44 past, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta and Kenny and I have Alexander Howard with us. He's the first senior editor for technology and society at the Huffington Post, former research fellow at the Tao Center for Digital Journalism at Columbia, and has been around. I'm looking at his CV here. I could spend the whole time talking about how experienced you are, Alex, but let's get to what you've written. He writes, quote, "If you operate a drone, Uncle Sam wants to know your name." Department of Transportation, Federal Aviation Administration announcing a new plan to require all drones to be registered by their operators. So this applies to no matter what size the drone is, to all drones. Is that how this is going to work, Alex?
Well, that's what we're still waiting to hear some more about. As is so often the case, government has established a task force to decide, and they've given them a pretty short timeline to get their act together and come up with some kind of determination on this count. As you know, drones of all shapes and sizes are now available to consumers, certainly to consumers who have extra money. They can do a lot more in terms of the size of these things. But there's also itsy-bitsy toys, too, and it's hard to think that, you know, a $10 plastic, doodad from the grocery checkout line is going to be treated the same way as something that costs you know, $500 and can fly for 30 minutes. And mm-hmm. that's probably where this is going to shake out. They're going to look at them in terms of their payload, you know, can they carry something that's a pound or 2 pounds, and their capacity. Can it fly on its own? Can it, you know, fly over that 400-foot ceiling that the FAA says they're not supposed to? Can it get back to somewhere or be programmed to get somewhere on its own, you know, to have some kind of autonomous capacity, be self-flying, that sort of thing? So, I mean, really, it's likely to come down to a determination of what it can do and what it can haul. And I think there'll be some kind of threshold at which they'll say you don't have to register it. Mm. But who knows?
Well, but you look around, there have been problems in California and Texas and New York, among other places in the country, where pilots especially report looking out the plane as they're landing and seeing these drones very close, and one of those engines eats one of those drones, and they're going to be a pretty picture. That seems to be the most difficult thing to deal with, and we all know how irresponsible some people are, Alex.
Yeah, that's true. From what I can tell, those kinds of reports are what has prompted the FAA and the Department of Transportation to step up and make this announcement about moving up in terms of a registry. This was announced in a rulemaking back in, I think, April when they first came out with it, regarding their determinations around rules for commercial drones. And you're right. There have been an increasing number of reports as more people have these devices of pilots seeing them, of them crashing around stadiums and sporting events, of them being near wildfires, and pilots are concerned because if they, as you say, interact with one of them, it can affect their own aircraft. Now, hitting things in the air is not a new thing for pilots. Obviously, bird strike is a real issue, and depending upon the size of the drone, it may or may not be an issue for the plane. Certainly, some of the smaller devices are not going to be an issue for a jet. But if you're a smaller craft, running a Cessna, for instance, it could be a much bigger problem if you hit something that was larger. And certainly, some of the drones that people are building, because, of course, you don't just buy these things now, you can assemble them, could be a problem for an aircraft. And when it comes to public safety, I think what we're going to see is a lot of efforts to educate people that if you've got something that goes beyond being a toy, you've got responsibilities that you need to adhere to. And there are existing rules for them, too. If you want to make a case that you're trying to provide some kind of public interest service by, say, putting up a film or a live stream of a protest, or you're trying to photograph a fire, then you need to act like media do already with helicopters and defer to the police or to the fire department if they tell you to get out of the way because they need to get a helicopter in to evac somebody, they need to make a run to drop water, they need to, track a suspect and they don't want to, interact with you. And be prepared for them to take some measures if you don't.
Shoot it down. If somebody flew a drone over my farm, I'd shoot it down.
Well, that's fine if it falls upon your farm, but what if it falls on a crowd?
No,
what if
it
falls on the first responders? Maybe you have a concert there. I don't know, but you can't just shoot them down if they're over cities and people.
No.
So you'll see some interceptors get created, basically bigger, faster drones that have nets. I think that's going to be a lot of
how this goes. We'll have a drone escalation. How much is it going to cost to register these things?
Well, it's hard to say again exactly without them coming up for sure. I think that the rulemaking throws out a $150 number, that could again change depending upon how they decide to implement this. It could be much less depending upon where the government funding for this sort of thing ends up and how much it costs them to build it. It's analogous to registering your car, I think. I think that's one of the best directions that could go in.
Going to have insurance? Will insurance be required?
That's certainly possible. Some of the experts I spoke to reporting this out absolutely expect that. There are already insurance companies offering it. And if you are flying a drone over a crowd, just as if you're driving on the street, I think it's probably a pretty good idea. Because, you know, is the manufacturer at fault if you fly it somewhere and it falls and hurts someone? Is the manufacturer at fault if you prevent someone else from getting help? Are they at fault if you damage someone else's property?
There you go. All good questions. Alex Howard from the Huffington Post on the drone registration requirements.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Within 2 hours of his arrest, Martin McFly Jr. was tried, convicted, and sentenced to 15 years in the state penitentiary? Within 2 hours?
The justice system works swiftly in the future now that they've abolished all lawyers.
And we wish.
Wait a minute. Cubs win World Series against Miami?
Yeah, it's something, huh? Who would have thought? 100-to-1 shot. I wish I could go back to the beginning of the season, put some money on the Cubs.
I just meant Miami. What did you just say?
I said I wish I could go back to the beginning of the season, put some money on the Cubbies.
Time traveling is just too dangerous. Better that I devote myself to studying the other great history of the universe. Wait a minute. Oh, great Scott. Jennifer could conceivably entire her future self. The consequences of that could be disastrous.
Doc, what do you mean?
I foresee two possibilities. One, coming face to face with herself 30 years older would put her into shock and she'd simply pass out. Or two, the encounter could create a time paradox, the result of which could cause a chain reaction that would unravel the very fabric of the space-time continuum and destroy the entire universe. Granted, that's a worst-case scenario.
Pull out of your pants pockets. All kids in the future wear their pants inside out.
The theme from Back to the Future 2, Alan Silvestri responsible for, a very recognizable theme for sure from the movie of the same name. Today is the day Marty and Doc went into the future, October 21st.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
I remember it like it was yesterday. As I downloaded the Geico app, a bluebird landed on my finger. I said, "Hey, Mr. Bluebird, did you know you can add a car to your Geico policy with just a tap of your finger? Just scan the VIN number. It's so easy." After that, we watched the sunset together and ate birdseed. The birdseed tasted super weird, but the sunset was nice.
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety.
I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At TIAA Craft, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
All right, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. We were talking about Back to the Future being celebrated today. You are responsible for the operation of one of those old-time wonderful big theaters in your hometown of Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Any Back to the Future in the future?
Actually, I did last year. I did Back to the Future. We got a big crowd, and then I did a double feature, Back to the Future 2 and 3, also drew a pretty good crowd. I think it's a great trilogy, holds up. I liked it, Back to the Future 2, because it's a darker installment than the first one and certainly the third one. And it's a really interesting time travel mix. But overall, I love all three of them. And, you know, it's, you know, the fact that we're talking about it today tells you that those movies will live in infamy in terms of pop culture.
Well, isn't there some discussion of reviving doing a Back to the Future 4?
Well, Christopher Lloyd said the other day in an interview that he would be very open doing a fourth one. From what I hear, though, and read, that the producer, which I believe is Bob Evans or Bob Gale, and Steven Spielberg, have no plans to ever revive the franchise. They like it the way it is and don't want to ruin what they have. But having said that, I believe Spielberg has just signed a new deal with Universal to go from Disney to Universal, take his DreamWorks studio. And there were rumors that part of the deal, rumors, is that they would do something with his Jaws and Back to the Future franchise. But I think he'll be under pressure eventually to do something with the Back to the Future Part 4, because it just seems logical that you could do something good with it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a bad idea. I actually think it's a good idea. I just want to get to this, Doug. Reports had yesterday that Chris Rock is in negotiations to host this year's Oscars.
Yep.
I believe this would be a second stint as host. I think it's solid, but I do believe that the obvious and best choice really would be Amy Poehler and Tina Fey. Although, if you want to take a shot, I would go with Jack Black, because I think he's funny and he could do song and dance and a bunch of routines. He would be a real good host, but I think because Amy Poehler and Tina Fey did the Grammys and the Tonys, they don't want to go that route. But
Amy is too risque for the mainstream audience, unless they can calm her down. It'd be like having that woman that's on, what's her face?
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.